We are up to Dav Samech Ches Amud Aleph and Bava Kama. Up to Toshma, five lines from the top. Okay, so we had Rav who came along and said that Yish is Koinu. He holds that Yish is Koinu. Therefore he says, when do we say that HaGoinev Min HaGanev does not pay Kefil if there's no Yish? But if there was Yish, that means who owns the item now? The Ganev. So if a guy steals from the Ganev, he stole from the new owner. So he pays Kefil there. Okay, so we're going back to different Amarayim, hold different things. So says the Gemara. What about Rabbi Akiva that says that Nishtara Shechet sounds like the Chet took roots? So we answer that roots doesn't mean roots, it means within yourself. That you got used, you're getting used to it, you're not used to it. You took it the next step. You not only stole it, you shat it as well. Not that, or sold it. Not that it was effective, because it's also about 4 years. But after years, he says, more than that, after years. Okay, says the Gemara, Toshma, we learned this already yesterday, for you it's Chazara, Samaches Amunav. Toshma, come in here, it says in the Posse, you stole the animal, the sheep or the cow, Utvacha, and you shechted it, or you sold it. So why did the Tater compare shechting to selling? Ma, Tvicha, just like when you shechted, Shein the Chizet, it's irreversible, Af Mechida, also the sale you made, Ein the Chizet, is irreversible. So when do you pay double for the irreversible sale? Or when do you pay the 4 or 5 times with irreversible sale? Now, what's an irreversible sale? Elam alifna yishu. You hold a yishu's kainah. If you hold a yishu's kainah, so then when Shimon stole the thing, and the Reuven was mayayish, and then Shimon goes ahead and shechts it, whose animal did he shecht? His own. Why would you pay 4 or 5 times? You wouldn't. The only time you would pay, if you hold yishu's kainah, the only time you pay 4 or 5 times is if there's no yishu. So, but it says it was irreversible. It was before Yish, what do you mean? The sale was irreversible? They say, B'chal name the sale. It's a sham. It's only because Nishtarish, only because you tried to do a second step in it. So, what's going on here? Am I in the Chazetz? Why is it irreversible? Elalach must be after Yish. But if you hold, like Rav says, that Kanye, that Yish is Kaina. And these questions, not only Rav, it's all on all those Rav as well. Anyone who holds Yish is Kaina. Am I Mishalom Dalav? Hey, why in the world do you pay 4 or 5 times? Shaloyu Teveyach, Shaloyu Meichel. It's his own animal that he sold. It's his own animal that he sells, that he shechted and sold. So, what's. Why pay 4 or 5 times? Answers the Gemara, you're right. We're talking about before Yish. And before Yish, you pay 4 or 5 times because you're getting used to, you're taking it a second step. So why does it say it's irreversible? Because it is irreversible. What were you trying to do? Were you trying to make it irreversible? In other words, if you made a proper sale, Halacha says it's not a sale, but you tried. What about if you tried to sell it for 30 days, like a lease? If you try it for 30 days, you're not chayiv for mechida, because that's not a, you yourself trying to make it a reversible sale, then you're not chayiv. Later on the bottom of the page, we'll see, it's talking about when you try this for 30 days. All those who hold Yish is kind of must learn that the Tater is talking about before Yish. And all those who hold before Yish, then what does the Braisa mean when it says that it's irreversible? Every sale before Yish is reversible. Talking about that if you in your own mind thought it was a reversible sale unless you sold it for a temporary time, it's not the Tater's Mechira that you chayv al bo chamisha pama. That's what it means. No, we'll see later. Mestam says Yish. Stam gave a year's Bible. We'll see. Because nowhere does the Tater give you a time limit. The Tater says you gotta pay. You gotta. We'll see. Talking about the three opinions we'll see in the whole year. No. Mif has a similar. No. We had yesterday. We had 2 days ago. If Stam gave a year's Bible or Stam gave a year's Bible. It's one opinion, Stam Geneva. As soon as it's stolen, how are you going to get it back? From where? Not like an Aveda that you're always hoping somebody will find it. This is a Geneva. Somebody has it.
Yeah, I guess somebody has it.
So how are you going to get it back?
The people know that this guy's going to try and sell it.
Yeah, but it'll go to another country. You don't think you'll ever get it back. Because in those days, how are you going to. Okay, Maceway. I'll ask you a question, but you have to hold cup. Okay, tightly. There are three stanzas, there are three cases in this braisa. Okay, so we're going to swap it around. Let's go through. Case number one. We'll call this a reisha. Ganev, Shimon stole it from Reuven. Uvo achar v'gonva, and Levi stole it from Shimon. So he's a ganev from a ganev. Harishin, Shimon, the first ganev, Mishalom says to Mekevel. He's a ganev, he pays Kevel. Shani, Levi, Eina, Mishalom, a keren, bavad. Only pays keren. Why? Because a ganev, and a ganev pays keren. Obviously, there's no yeshua. if Yish was here, if you hold that Yish is koina, if you hold Yish is not koina, it makes no difference before Yish or after Yish. But if you hold that Yish is koina, so then Shimon owns the item. So why Levi, when he stole it from Shimon, you don't pay kefil? Must be that Yish, talking about before Yish. Or if you, if it, it was after Yish, Yish is not koina. Case number one. So the second guy that pays Ken. Case number two. Ganav Shimon stole from Reuven, umochar, and he sold it to Levi. Uvoacha came Yehuda, v'ganva, and he stole it from Levi. So Yehuda stole it from the buyer, who, and the buyer bought it from the first ganav. Harish and Shimon, the first ganav, mishal shomei abon chamisha. He sold it, he paid four or five times. Now, if Yish is koina, then it must be talking about before Yish, because after Yish, he's not chayiv for selling it, because it's his animal that he sold. So it must be talking about before Yish. V'hasheni, but Yehuda pays kefil. Now, why in the world is Yehuda paying kefil? If it's talking about before Yish, then Yehuda gave him a gan of potter. What kind of kefil is there? Obviously, he's talking about after Yish. But if it's talking about after Yish, and that's why Levi pay, Yehuda pays kefil, because what? Because after Yish, so why is he paying four or five times Shimon? Must be that Yish is not kefil. Okay, that's the proof we're going to bring.
Does the
gan
have to be
kefil
to someone else?
Kinyan Gneibur. Otherwise, it's not a gan. The guy of Bechal, you have to be kind of king.
So the second buyer.
No. If he's not his, how can he sell it? Just like the guy of can sell something that's not his, how can the buyer? He's got 20 buyers. How? I bought a stolen item, how did it come mine?
Well,
the first guy of also made a Kenyan, it's not his.
You bought it, stolen item, and you didn't know it was stolen. You bought it.
Still not yours. Who cares? A good fight. So therefore, you go back to the Ghana to get reimbursed. Actually, we have a thing called the Kanza Shavim, where the Nigdom has to give him back, and then the Nigdom goes to the Ghana.
In most cases, a person who is initiated will do it in his own mind. He's not going to go around and say, I'm initiated.
We make assumptions. We're going to make assumptions. We're still letting him order. Okay, that's case number two. So case number two is where the first Ghana pays Arba of the Hay, and the second Ghana pays Kefil. Sorry? What?
She's selling secondhand goods just to be able to keep the rest in order to keep tracks of things you stole.
That was maybe modern law. It may not be in the olden days.
Okay.
Not if you
sell on eBay or any of these places, nobody keeps any registers. You're talking about a pawn shop. That's different. There's no such law anymore, and pawn shops are out of business. It's all on eBay now. Or Gumtree. Okay, so in din number two, very important, in the middle case, called MTS, in the middle case, you have a possibility where the first Ghana pays above the Chamisha and the second Ghana pays Kefil. And that's a conundrum. If the first Ghana pays above Chamisha, means it's not his, so how in the world is the second Ghana paying Kefil? If it's not given, then it's going from the Ghana. Somehow or another, it was a Yush. Must be a Yish, and that's why the second guy that pays, and the buyer therefore is Kainah, because Yish on its own doesn't work. So the first guy pays the Arba of the Hay, but Yish together with Shinu Shush does work, so Lekech owns it. And then the other guy sold it from Lekech, he pays double there. So this is going to be our Raya, the Yish is not Kainah. Because if it's before Yish, there's no Kefil then. Case number three, and then we're going to swap those around, that's why it gets confusing. Case number three, Sefer, Gonav, Shimon stole it, Vitavach, and he shechted it. And Levi came and stole the steaks. Harish and Mishan Shomidawa. Hey, the first guy paid four or five times because he stole it. Now, Luchayda, since we just established that case number two is going after Yish, it must be after Yish. Why is he paying four or five times? Unless Yish is not Kena. The Hasheni ain't a Mishan Shomidawa. And the second guy does not pay Kefil. Now, if it's talking about after Yish, so Luchayda sounds like it's talking about for Yish. But the truth of the matter is, it makes no difference, because L'chayit over here is a Shini Maisa. So Shimon definitely was kainah. If it's a Shini Maisa, why in the world is Levi not paying kaifu? Levi should be paying Shimon kaifu. Ella Keren Bavad. So the whole thing is confusing. But let's focus first. Ktoni Mia Mitziyasa, let's go by the middle case. We have a case in the middle where the first Ghana pays four or five times, which means it does not become his. And yet the second Ghana pays kaifu, which means it did become his. How does that work? Gone off a moch, a guy stole it and sold it. And Shimon came, and Yehuda came and stole from Levi. Harish and Mishal Teshlumi Dal, hey, he paid four or five times, which means he didn't become his. And yet, Vashain is saying, Ghana, Mishal Teshlumi, Kaifel, he does pay Kaifel. Must be that he wasn't stealing from a Ghana, that it did become his. Amos, what are we talking about? Ilema lifna years before years. If it's before years, that means it still belongs to the original guy. Why? So therefore, the second ganiv stole it from a ganiv and said, "Good number base a baliv." We know why you don't pay. Shania my mishalom tesh from a kefil. Why in the world is the same guy paying kefil? She knew the shoes below years. Me yikol and madam and the kani. If there was no years, no matter how many times you transfer the shoes from one buyer to the next buyer, the original owner goes take the last guy to court, goes right out of him. So obviously pshita the lach yish. We're talking about after yish, and therefore if it's after yish, the lakeach is yish and shinya the shoes. Everyone holds yish as it works. Because why doesn't yish claim it? Because be suros liyadi. But the lakeach since it was after yish is behetedos liyadi. So therefore the yish is effective for the next guy for the outside of the shoes. And the buyer therefore the ganef who stole from the buyer stole it from a new owner, so he pays kefil. But if there was Yish, why in the world was the first guy paying al v'hei? If you hold that Yish is kanya, then when the Shimon was about to sell it, it already belonged to Shimon. He sold his own animal. Shalo yu taver, shalo yu meicha. The Yish hake dat the Yish kanya. Sorry?
What's the reason for not having the al v'hei?
If it's your animal, you don't pay the al v'hei. If there was Yish, which we just proved, it has to be talking about Yish. And if you hold Yish as kanya, so as soon as the balbos is in the eyes, who owns the animal?
We don't understand. But he stole it before he has knowledge.
Of course. If you hold Yish as kainah, who owns the animal through the babos and the Irish?
The ganav.
So when it, then he, afterwards he sold it.
Okay, so you're saying by the time he comes to the din?
No. By the time he sold it, he sold it. The guy's already Irish. So the ishalayim tabeach, ishalayim meichem. The is al gedat. Oh. The is al gedatach, and if you hold yish as kaina, amay mishalom tashlum midal v'hei. Why was in the world is he paying 4 or 5 times? The day who deserving, he's what? He's selling his own animal. So that's the problem. Middle case, but there's no other way of learning a case where this first ganav pays dal v'hei and the second ganav pays kefil, unless it was yish. So there's no yish, then the second guy's going for a ganav and you don't pay. That's cash question one. Vesu, now let's go back to Tanya Reisha, the very first case. Gona, the very first case. Shimon stole it. And Levi came, and now that we've established the middle case, must be talking about after yish. That's problem number one. So the entire Braisa is talking about the same case. So the first case, also after yish. So Shimon stole it, the guy was Meyayish, and then Levi went ahead and stole from Shimon, and says Levi pays only Keren. Why is Levi paying Keren? Since it was yish, who owns it now? Shimon. So Levi stole it from the new owner. He should pay kefil. Rishon Mishan from the kefil, Vashem Mishan from the Keren, Mechdi. Acha Yish came minutes after Yish. We saw that the Yish coin is Shani and Mayan Mishal Melkeda. Why is only paying Keren? El Lav Shmamina. From both these cases, it's quite clear that Yish like Kani, Yish is not coin. The Kashil Rav, Akasha Rav, a Rab, and everybody else holds Yish coin. Says Gemara Rav, says Rav, but Tiz, bro, let me ask you a question. And you think now you're happy? Let's say the Brais is talking about after Yish. You think it makes sense? Homit Taratz to here. You think the Brais is for Enfid now? Elo the Tani Sefer. Let's go to the final case in the Brais. What was the final case in the Brais? He didn't sell it, but he shechted it. So what happened was, Gonav v'tovach, Shimon stole the animal, and then he shechted it. Uvo acha v'gonvoy. And then Levi came and stole the steaks, the raw meat. Rishon Mishalom Tel Baruch Hu. The first guy, he sold it 4 or 5 times, paid 4 or 5 times. And you tell me Yish is not kainah, so you're very happy, he's comfortable because it's not, it'll become Shimon. Okay, he paid 4 or 5 times. The Shani Ainah Mishalom Al Keren. And Levi stole the raw meat, pays only Keren. But let me ask you a question. Everyone agrees that a Shini Maisa is kainah. So after he shechted it, not selling it, but after he shechted it, who owns now the meat? Call of days. Shimon owns the meat. No, so why is Levi not paying kefil? Forget this whole pulpit. If you're talking about, and forget everything else. The whole Braisa doesn't make sense. Forget all this argument before. Everyone holds Shini Maisa is Koine. So who owns it now? Shimon. So wine rolls, lady, pen, Keren. You altered, not looks. You altered this substance. Physical. You shechted it. The living animal now is dead. So you're going to have to learn the Braisa. Kula lifna yosh. No kasha rabo rabo. The entire bride's number 4 years. If the bride's number 4 years, we had a problem. If the bride's number 4 years, we understand case number one. Case number one is very simple. Shimon is the ganav, he pays 4 or 5 times. And Levi only pays Keren because it's before years. But the second one's a problem. Because if it's number 4 years, and Shimon pays 4 or 5 times, so why is the second ganav paying double? The second ganav, the chayda, should only be paying Keren. Later, the Gemara's going to answer that the guy was Meyayish after Shimon sold it to Levi, and then while I was sitting by Levi was Meyayish, so therefore Yehuda pays kefil to Levi, and because Yish is Kana. But Shimon was before Yish. That's going to be Gemara's finance. But right now, we're still talking, we think right now it's uniform all the way through. So therefore, Zomav. That's a Shini Hashem, this is a Shini Maiser, and that we say is not a Shini because when it grows up it still has the same name as when it's young. But Shini Hashem, we had a Machleika. Shini Maiser, everyone holds health. We had a Machleika, according to Basil. We had a Machleika, but that was the Toy Bilal Friday, the Shini Hachoizel Briyasi. But a full time Shini, you can't bring the animal back to life. That everyone agrees according to Basil. Bishami doesn't agree, but we don't follow Bishami. Now, Layla Kula, it's all before Yish. So the first case makes sense. But case was the problem. It is before Yish. And that's why Shimon, the first guy to pay four or five times. Why is the second guy to pay Kefil? The Eifach, it's a mistake. Seifel and Tziyasa. The Seifel says you pay Kefil. Take those words, Kefil, and put it in. The Seifel says you pay Kedin. Take that and put it into the middle case. The middle case, he only pays Kedin. You know why? Because before Yish. And the Seifel, you ask the question, once you shech the Shini Mai, he said, take out the word Kedin and say Kefil. So then you take a pay Kefil. You stole it and you sold it, and we're talking about before Yish. The second guy pays Kedin. You know why? The second guy only pays Kedin. Now we change the Kedin for the Kedin. You know why he pays Kedin? Because you stole it from a Ganif. The Shinu, the shoes below Yish, like Kedin before Yish, it's still belongs to the original owner, and then no matter how many Shinu shoes go, it doesn't make a difference. Oh, but the last case now we're swapping around. That Gonav, even that Shimon stole it, the Tavach and he shechted it, so the Shini Maisa. Uvo Achad, the Gonav, Levi came and stole the raw meat. Harishin Mishalim Tashlum, because of four, what do you call Jewish? Oh, but Hashani Mishalim Tashlum Kefil, but Levi pays Kefil. Why? The Kanya Mishini Maisa, he packed pays Kefil because the Gonav owns it now. That's the first answer to the Gemara. He's swapping it around. That Papa doesn't like swapping things around. That Papa says, that was rough. Says Rav Papa, le'elam le'teifeich. So remember, Abaya always used to say that Reish is Rabbanan and Seifa somebody else. Rava didn't like doing that, but Rava has no problem swapping words around. And Rav Papa says, no, don't even do that. Le'elam le'teifeich. Let's not swap words around. And I'll tell you pshat. We're talking about after Yish. So what was your problem if it's after Yish? We're talking after Yish and what do you call it? And your problem then was the Sefer, if it, Lucheda, how you can learn. I'm sorry, we're going to get back to how to answer the Bryce in a minute. Because the Bryce seems to say Yish is not kind. We'll get back in a minute. But first of all, you ask a question from the Sefer. The very Sefer says that Shimon cut it up, and yet Levi has to pay only Kedin. How do you explain that? Lucheda Shini Maisa, everyone agrees, says the Gemara. That's not a kasha. Sefer Beishamahi, the author of the Sefer is Beishamahi, the Amma Shinna Bimakaimahi. He doesn't believe. Remember, he had Gam Haim. Haim Vishunayim. Gam comes from Marbe that a Shini also, but you can't use as an Osnan. So, because he doesn't believe a Shini at all. Okay. Why not? Yeah, but you have no choice. How is he going to embrace it? Not at all. Because he has a posse. Gam. Hey. And he holds, and Tesari talks about a Shini, talking about Kabonas maybe, but we're using it universally. He doesn't believe a Shini. If it's after years and that's the only way you can get to Kefil, how come he's Chayv Arba Behei? Omar Rab Zvid said, Papa didn't answer that. Zvid comes along and says, Le'elam Kula Lifna Yish. I will tell you the Brice is before Yish. If it's before Yish, then Lucheda, why is the second guy paying Kefil? If it's before years, the very first case makes sense. The first guy pays four or five times, and the second guy pays only Kedin. But the second case is the problem. The first guy paid four or five times, sold it, and the next guy pays double. Why pay double? Before years, you pay Kedin. That's very simple. Because the Balbos is Miyayish later on, once the guy bought it, so now the guy who bought it is the rightful owner. And the next guy is Chayiv Kefil to him. Davla Yish v'shinusus. And you shouldn't tell me should there be inyan Yish v'shinusus. So don't tell me, Ebazay. Don't learn and argue with the Rama. Say, oh, you know why it works over here? Why the second guy pays Kefil? Because of the Yish v'shinusus. The truth of the matter is, the Braisa holds like Rav that even Yish alone is also kind. Why are we picking a case with this Yish and Shinusus? The Chayiv should be a bigger Chiddush with Yish alone. Gabiganov. El lemishkachas. The Braiser was looking for an interesting case. We cannot find a case. The mishalmi tavayu, that both ganovim should pay. The first guy should pay dal of the hay, and the second guy should pay kaful, unless it became the owner of the, somewhere in the middle. Somebody else became an owner, so the second guy can pay kaful. Therefore, we need the years and shinirishos. Ganav rishon v'gashen el b'hachi. Because if the years took place by the first ganav, then the first ganav doesn't pay 4 or 5 times. Because shalai you meichel shalai you tavayach. Because years is kind of. Okay, this Braiser you had to hulk up. Now you can let you go ahead. Go, it's all right now. Itma, we learned. Hamaychel ifna years. You sell something for years. Rav Nachman, says chayiv. If you sell, now we're going to have three opinions now. Rav Nachman, if you sell something before years, Rav Nachman says you chayiv. Ah, you didn't, what's the sale worth? Garnish, but you went through the motions. That's enough to be chayiv. Rav Sheish, you have a potty, because your sale was ineffective. Can you sell something? Is that yours? No. So what did you sell? So according to Rav Sheish, what are you chayiv in the Torah for Mechira? Must be after years. After years. Rav Nachman am chayiv. Rav Nachman says chayiv, even though nothing happened because mechoru merachman v'hazav and you sold it. Lo yish no leaf na yish, lo yish no lach yish. I hold whether before years or after years, you're always chayiv. Yeah, so another one. Yeah, I look at after yish. Why you chayiv? You must say yish is not kainer because yish is kainer. Then I sold my own animal. So Rav Nachman says yish is not kainer, but the Tater when it says you chayiv from mechira, say before yish, even though you didn't do anything because it's going through the motions, and say after yish. Rav Sheish holds yish is not kainer. But Rav Sheish, I hold years not kaina. But before years, you didn't do anything. After years, you did. Why did you do after years? Years not kaina because it's years and shinid reshus. So your mechira was effective. The hanu ma'isa, it helped. Avelif the years, the hanu ma'isa didn't do anything. Lay mechayiv in a chayiv. Dum yet tvicha binan because the Torah says tvachay mechara. If you need it, similar. Ma the hanu ma'isa. It's like by tvicha. The fact that you killed the animal. Over here also the fact that you killed the animal. You killed the animal. Tesis makes it. The Tesis had, we said, we learned before, Shamin Ganav Gazlan, which means that I can give the carcass back to the Nigniv as well, and say, here's your carcass, and I'll pay you the difference if I stole your animal. So Tesis asks, L'chayr is a Shini Maisa, and Shini Maisa is mine, now how can I give it back to him? So Tesis wants us to make a chilik if the Shini Maisa happened by itself, or the Shini Maisa happened by a dime. A Shini Maisa happened by itself, the animal died on its own, maybe they hold you not kaina. A Shini Maisa that I killed, or that I sold, or that I killed, then I'm kind of. That's what we're talking about here. That's why it's Hanu Maisav. Okay, that's Ochdar Belez at least. Continue right. Okay. How do I know that it only must be after years or before years? Nothing happened. The time Rabbi Kiva had it before. Rabbi Kiva said, "I want to tell you the tevach and machmas. I don't know why you pay 4 times. They just started because you were rooted in the sin." Amos, what are you talking about? Elam lived for 4 years. Me, can you start? What happened there? Nothing happened. It's a waste of time. And lav lachi after years because years in the shush. We see what that it must be talking about after years. Rabbi Rovin, but they just shana already had you before yesterday. That no, shana bechad because you. It doesn't mean that it is effective. It means that now you went a second step inside within this aveda here. Not only you stole it, now you try to sell it as well. For that, the Tater punches you again. But it could be talked about even before you. Toshma coming here. It says, V'tvachoy mechore, you shechten, you sold it. Ma tvicha she'enich chazer. That tvicha is irreversible. Laf mechire, irreversible. Amos. What do you mean irreversible? Idlem lif na yit, says, Abshesh Ram Nachman, it's before years. Why is it irreversible? I just go, the nignav goes and takes it back. Amay chazer, la'acha yiv after years. Shmam nechiv la'acha yiv shu. Zaraya, that only take after years. And after years, take irreversible because he is in the shus. Tag me, Rav Nachman. No, before years also. Rav Nachman answers before years, but irreversible in your mind. When are you chayiv for going through the motions of a sale when you tried to make a permanent sale? But if you yourself try to sell it for 30 days, then even according to you, it wasn't a permanent sale. You're not chayiv the 4 or 5 times. Rav Nachman pratlish hitin leleshleishi. I try to sell it for 30 days. But after Rav Loza Sabas, Rav Loza also says chiyuva la'acha years. Rav Loza agrees with Rav Sheisha. The chiyuv is only after years because before years nothing happened. Only after years, and must be that years are not cleaned. Omer Rav Loza says. Teda, and it must be that Yish itself is not kain. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shestam Gnei, I'll prove it to you that as soon as something is stolen, Yish Bailu immediately will assume that the owner was Miyayish, and therefore, if the guy sold it, that it's an effective sale. Why? Because it's Yish together with Shinir Shus. Shari Omra Teda, the Teda says, Tova Chamacha Yishachtin, he sold it. Mishalim Tashlum Yabach Mishav, Yishachtin, he sold it. Because the Teda gave a timeline that you had to wait a week before you sold it. It sounds like as soon as I stole it, I sold you immediately. A second later, I'm chayy for selling. If the sale, since the sale can only take place after years, because before years nothing happened, and if Lechayda this says we after years, how do we know he's Miyayish? Like all you guys are asking, maybe he wasn't Miyayish yet. Must be that we assume that he's Miyayish straight away. Is my Miyayish? I'm going to have to use Bailamu. That means clear the blood and holes. That's talking about after Yish, because remember 4 years. What's the raya? Talking about after Yish, and Yish is not kain on its own. You need Yish in the shoes. Vidilma, I maybe lo yeah, I wasn't Yish. Elalav must be. Mishul the Amri we say. We say stam gineva Yish bailim me. Must be that we assume every gineva Yish bailim, and when immediately, not a week later or a day later, immediately. That's why I tell you, there's no timelines. That's Yisrael Midas. We mean as soon as he finds out. Otherwise, he doesn't know about the neighbor. Who does know? Okay, so then maybe that comes about Chalei Yisrael Midas. And that looks like a Bayi Elo Haviyish. Since Rabbi Loza learns, he learns pshat in the pasuk that the pasuk was born after Yishmam. Is that Ayah kirav sheishes svili? Hold like Rav Sheishes. The Yish amanu le lemore behedjah de lo yayish poter amoicha medal vehei. And if the meicha says I was not miyayish, if the owner says the niglum says I was not miyayish, then taki it wouldn't be a good sale. Because no, we're making an assumption that stam gneiv yish bailu. So the gemara vayte v'dilma. How do you know? Avagav the lo yayish. Maybe he's talking about the taters mechayv. How does Rabbi Loza know that the taters mechayv only after yish? And he comes up with this whole chiddush. Maybe stam gneiv is not yish bailim. Either tater says you sold it straight away. You're chayv. Talking about before yish. The dilma avagav the lo yayish. Even though you're not, as long as you go through the motions, you're chayv already for trying to sell it. Maybe the halach like a Nachman. Amri loy salka datra can't be, because dumya the tviche, the tater compares selling to shechting. Ma tviche, just like when you shecht, the hanu maisa is effective, dead, af mechida. When are you chai for mechida? Only a hanu maisa was effective sale. And when is that? Only after yish. But yish cannot be kainu, because if yish is kainu, then why are you chai for mechida? You sold your own animal. So it's talking about, it cannot be before yish, because my sale is useless. Like Rav Sheshes. It has to be after yish. But after yish, my sale is effective. Why? But if yish is kainu, then I'm kainu already, I'm selling my animal. Must be yish is not kainu, but yish, together with shinu reshus, means that the lekeach can keep it. The lekeach still has to pay the money back, but the lekeach can keep it. And if it's before yish, my hanu, what in the world is the value of that sale? It's meaningless. Freddy Gemara, who told you the Tater is talking about a case that stam geneva and yish stam geneva yish bailmu? Maybe talking about a case we actually heard the guy scream am yish. Maybe he said like the Rashi says there in El Matzias, vayle lechsaron kis. Oh, it's to me, I just lost this big loss. The dilma de sham inu de yish. Maybe we heard him say yish, but how do you know stam geneva? Amri, I'll tell you again, Lo Yisalka Dat, don't think so. Do me the Tvicha, again, the Tater is comparing with Tvache Oy Mechari. Ma Tvicha, just like when you shecht the La'alta straight away, Af Mechira La'alta, if you shecht it straight away, so Mechira also, we don't have to wait to hear anything from the Balabas. You sold it right away, it's a valid seller. Why? Because Tam Gneva, Yir's Bailam. Says he more, right? Now look at the top traces. Ma Tvicha La'alta, Af Mechira La'alta, I don't understand. It's not exactly the same, because if it's straight away, koydim yediyas a bailim, if the bailim didn't know about it, then tvicha, I can shecht it as I'm walking out of the guy's house and I'm chay. By geneva can't be, because if the bailim don't know about it, then there's no yish. Because even if we're going to assume it's miyayi, that's called yish lemedas. The habla yish lemedas, and the kaiman the loch is like a bayi, the loch have a yish. It's not the same. The Shleiman says, because generally, Tvicha Nami ain't derech l'tvoich l'alta. You don't steal it right in front of his house, you shecht it. Achi yovel lebeisi, probably bring it home, and that takes some time. U'metoich kach, and generally speaking, by the time you get it home, mistame yoydin abaylim, the owner mistame, it's almost all these assumptions we're making. Mistame knows already. Tell me more about it. Now we have another machleg, same machleg. Omer Rabbi Yechana says, Gneva benefesh techiach. Rabbi Yechana says, I will prove it. Alochayde, you're telling me that it has to be a hanu maisav. What about when you steal a human being, the din is that if you sell him, you chayv misim, and over there, the owner is yourself, and you're not miyayish. The victim. And you're not miyayish, you know where you are, you never give up hope, you're always hoping that you'll be saved. So the chayr received me that even though the sale was ineffective, still, It says it's, the Torah is mechayiv for selling. So what do you tell me? A mice has to be after years because it has to be effective. When you kidnap somebody, and years by him, definitely the victim who's the owner of his own body is not meyayish mechayiv, and yet you're chayiv. So we see that actual going through the most of the sales. What mechayiv you? So what does he mean? Klal? So it's clear. Rabbi Yechon holds. So what does Rabbi Yechon hold? That even before Yish, you pay dollar to hay, even though you was it wasn't effective, but because you went through the motions. Meklal the sover Rabbi Yechon holds. Leaf na Yish chayv. Clearly, he holds you chayv before Yish, even though it was not effective. Okay, my question is, what would he hold after Yish? Rabbi Yechon, does he hold that Yish is not koine and therefore you chayv for dollar to hay, whether it's before Yish or after Yish, or is he, does he agree with Rav and Rabba that Yish is koine and therefore after Yish? You what do you call it? You're not after Yish. You're not chayiv over hay because it's your own animal. Acha Yish Mai. What would Rabbi Yechon hold? Rabbi Yechon says chayiv. You're still chayiv because Yish is not koine. And the shlok is on potter. The shlok is on potter. Why? Because Yish is koine. Yish is koine. The halach is Yish is koine. And this is we hear we pass him like a shlok. And Tishri really wants to know why. When we always pass him Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon could have so many different amoraim arguing here. So it's no longer any. He says all the rules collapse. You had Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, and there the halach is like Rabbi, and then you had Rav, and then you had Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, and then you have all of these. Rabbi Yechonam, and you have later on Gezel. Rabbi Yechonam, Yechon says Chayev. Why? Rabbi Yechon says Chayev Chiyuva. You Chayev Bein Leaf Na Yish, because you go through the motions. Bein Lacha Yish. Also, even though the sale is affected, but Yish not Kainah. The Shlokish Amar Potter. If he's Potter, if you hold Yish is Kainah, so when's the Tehillim Chayev for Dal Vehei? Must be before Yish. Chiyuva Leaf Na Yish before Yish, because he went through the motions. Now, Lacha Yish Kainah. Since Yish is Kainah, who owns it now? The Ganiv. The Shaloi Hu Taveach. The Shaloi Hu Meicher. Okay, it's his own. Rabbi Yechon asks the question of Shlokish. All of these questions are asking each other. You can ask in all the Amoraim who hold Yish is Kainah. Or those, oh, you're not Kainah. Rabbi Yechon says, you hold Yish is Kainah. Let me ask a question. Gonav, what happened? You stole something. And then, Vihigdish, you stole something. And then you made it Hegdish. Okay, Shimon the Ganav, he made it Hegdish. And then the Achikach Tavach, and then he shechted it. So Mishalim Teshlumi Kefal. You pay Kefal. Sounds like Yish is not Kaina, because Yish is Kaina. Why is he paying Kefal? You're paying Kefal, but the reason why you're paying Kefal is because when you stole it, you pay Kefal straight away. The Ein of Mishalim Teshlumi Bochisha. You don't pay four or five times. You don't pay the four or five times because by Hegdish, since you made it Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish, and once it belongs to Hegdish, you don't pay four or five times, so then it belongs to Hegdish. Now, Amos, what happened? When did you make it Hegdish? Lema lifne yir, maybe before years to be Kaddish. Can you make it Hegdish before? It's not yours to make Hegdish. Ish ki yagdish as beisai. The Tosek says only if you makdish your own house kaidish. But if it's not yours, how can you makdish it? Can't be yours. Omar Rachman of the Tater says ma beisa shaloi av kol shaloi. Because other gemaras other shem have a gist of ma beisa b'shusay. We say it has to be mamish yours. El pshita lacha yish must be talking after yish and the what?
You're going to Abel Ezer, you could because it's yish immediately.
If you, but you have to hold yish as kainah. So it must be talking about after yish. Must be after yish. And why could you make it hegdish? Why could you make it? Because yish is kainah. But timer the hegdish. And why could you make it hegdish? Because we learned before even your yish not kainah. There's yish and shini Hashem and the book comes b'vas achas. So therefore you can make it hegdish also because ain't the b'shusay because the neighbor is shus. Fine. But why are we saying you put from the Dal V'Hei? Because it belongs to Hegdish. Is that why you put the Dal V'Hei? You put the Dal V'Hei because if he is just kind of whose animal is it now? It's yours, and therefore you put it because it's my animal. It seems in the Brayse time, but the Hegdish would be Mishal and the Shlomi Baba Chamisha. The Hegdish Kotovar, whose animal the Rishach Hegdish is. Avol Loy Hegdish. If he would have made it Hegdish, he would have just kept it after years. And then Tovach Hishach it. Yes, Mishal and the Shlomi Baba Chamisha. Now, the Chayde, you, the Shlokish, hold that as soon as the Baal Boss is the Yayish, who owns the animal? The Ganir. So when he shechted, whose animal was it? His own. So why are you paying four or five times? Who needs Hegdish here? If you hold me Yish is Koine, my Mishalim, Shaloi Yutaveach, Shaloi Meicher, Navos, Yish is not Koine. So why were you able to make it Hegdish? Because it was Yish together with Shini Hashem. You changed the name from Chulin to Karbon. So there was a Yish, or you changed it from Mar Rishus to Rishus of the Ebershter. So there was Yish and Shini Hashem. Shini Rishus, Shini Hashem, fine. But Yish is not Koine. That's why the only reason why you're not paying four or five times, you're going to Hegdish. Arai to me, Yish is not Koine. Omalei said, Rosh Lakshad, you're right. This Braise definitely holds Yish is not Koine. But this Braise, however, sorry, before we get right to it, you know what we're talking about here when it says Hegdish? It's talking about over here that not the Ganav made it Hegdish. You're right. It can't be after years, because after years, then the ganav wouldn't pay four or five times. It's four before years. And before years, therefore, the ganav, he would have shechted, would pay four or five times, but now that it's hegdish, he doesn't. How did he become hegdish? He's not the one who made it hegdish. The bailim made it hegdish. If the bailim made it hegdish, we have a rule that when a ganav, somebody steals something, shneim, eilun, yuchayin, lagdishoi, both of them cannot make it hegdish. The ganav cannot make it hegdish, zelefish, ain't a shaloi. And the original owner cannot make it hegdish, zelefish, ain't a bishus. So it has to be in yudashus to make it hegdish. Basin means a yudashus as well. So how in the world can the nigdim make it hegdish while the ganav has it in his possession? The kinyonim of the ganav prevent the nignif from making it hegdish. So we have in tomorrow's Gemara the tznuyin, the real chassidim, and so see why they're called tznuyin. They believe that you could make something hegdish or hefker, which is the same thing, even though it's not in your reshus. So therefore, the nignif made it hegdish, and that's the only reason why it's before yish. No yish, yish is kainah. No yish, and why the ganif is does not pay four or five times after the shechted, because the original owner made it hegdish and belongs to hegdish. And
you just said if you've got your things that
not a shomer, a ganif.
No, but if you got your things,
it's my house.
Cemetery,
of course I could. It's my house.
No, I've given something.
It's my house. Wherever the object is, because he's watching it for me, it's my house. That's why I'm Pesach when I'm sochem yo even chametz. He's watching for me because it's my house. The Bailey made a hegdish and had a ganif. Big machlek is on a ban of the Balamoid here and also in Eilat Metzias. Actually, we've come before in Ananya and Nimanan. What's pshat over here by a ganif? If the ganif wants to do tshuva, can then it has to be a shusha. Is it now considered a shusha of the negative or not? Can the negative make it hegdish or not? What's the reason why it's considered ainav shusha? Is it the fact that ganif wants to keep it? Is that what makes it ainav shusha? Or is the fact that it's physically in the reshus of the ganif? And the moment, as long as it's just the ganif, even though he wants the tshuva, the guy cannot make a hegdish. Or it's not the vort. The vort is, as soon as the guy wants the tshuva, the ganif now turns into a shomer, and therefore the item is sitting in the house of the original guy. He could make a hegdish. Or is it the kinyonim of the ganif that prevents it from happening? And if it's the kinyonim of the ganif that prevents it from happening, he still has those kinyonim. He has to give it back. Anyway, so we invite Umi Kodesh. How can you make Kodesh out of Shabbat? Rabbi Yechonon Gozav Olon Yisya'i Shabbat, and he stole it. It wasn't Miyayish. Nein, Yichel Yishkin. No, but neither of them can make it. Hagizef, and Shabbat, and Shabbat, and Amri Domek Tznuin, we follow Tznuin. What were the Tznuin? These Tznuin were so frum, they were scared that people would steal things from them and they would be either Kerem Nevi and all those things. So they wanted that it should all be what? That it should all be Hefker, so they don't have to worry about these things. So what do they do? Every night, now we learned. Now we'll see later, there's a big machlekes v'goyel, it's called anilkit, or called yilkit. Anilkit means already happened. It's no longer my reshus. At night I would go and I to put money aside and say, anybody took anything from me, didn't give mice and all that, I am making it hefka and exchanging that for this money over here, even though it's no longer my reshus. Yeah. And Keren Ravai, yeah. Talk about Keren Ravai. Hatznuye, and these from a people in Chassidim, and they want to make sure the people who ganavim weren't over on Avedim. And could be these, or not even get off. People over the rock has no permission. Would take it to carry the vase and make it hefker. How would they do that? They would say, or they would swap it. Menichin as amoy, they'll put down money every night. Va'omim would say, kol anil kitmazeh. Anything was already taken. So where is it right now in the hands of the over the rock? Whose reshus is it? Somebody else's reshus. And yet they were able to be affect that whatever they have should be swapped onto this money here. So you can be makdish, you can be mechalal, you can be mafkit, even though it's not in my reshus. Should be what? Exchanged for this money over here. So even though it's no longer a shus, and therefore we say what? That it's still effective. And so that's right. That so this braisa says that shlokish follows that you can do it. That conditional. They said after the end of the day, whatever was taken.
Whatever was already taken.
Yeah, not tomorrow. Oh, that's tomorrow's Gemara about Breda. But that now we're talking about Eini B'Shusa. It already happened. So it's not a little Breda. Whatever happened, it is. It's in Chalaha. Freddy Gemara. If the original owner is the one made a hegdish, so why in the world are you paying kafel? It's as if the owner took his possession, backed his possession of the animal, and gave it to the Eibishter. So why is the ganav paying kafel? He says, if he gets your tshuva and he gave it back. And the din is once you give it back, there's no longer any more kafel. So what's going on here? When do you pay kafel? If it was found in the hands of the ganav. But right now, the animal's in whose hands? In the Eibishter's hands, because the nignif took over control. So why is the ganav paying kafel?
The guy hasn't eaten it, you know. We're always taking this time to
care of our eating.
Yeah, passions,
yeah. The fruit. You're hoping. If he ate it, what can you do? Yeah. Kishama Bedin.
So there's no point in the chal before that? You know,
that's then you need breda. And if you're holding breda, how can you? How do you know which ones are going to be? Once it's taken, it's already taken. Hey, Chida, what are we talking about? Ida Amri, if it. Okay. answers the Gemara. The Ganav was caught already, and the Bezin sent him that he has to pay back. So he already had a chiv of kefil. And then before he returned it, the Nignav said, "Let's make it hegdish." And then the Ganav went ahead and he did his thing. What are you talking about? If the Bezin said, "Say tenloi, go and take care of it," my ir ye hegdish, which is not really a psak. Then why do you have to say made hegdish? I feel hegdish nami loy lechayve. No, once Bezin said, say, Paskin, go ahead and return it. If he forgets that he made it Hegdish, if he doesn't return it, what is he now? He's no longer a Ganif. He's a Gazim, because we've already verified that he's a Ganif, and we Paskin give it back. If he doesn't give it back now, he becomes a Gazim, and a Gazim doesn't pay all these other things. You don't, since a Gazim doesn't pay Kefal, a Gazim doesn't pay Arba V'Chamisha. The rule is that whatever you don't pay Kefal, you don't pay, because part of the Arba V'Chamisha is made up of Keren, Kefal, and then another two or three times. So therefore, there's no Arba V'Chamisha. What do you have to have the whole thing about a Hegdish? But if Bezin would have said, they don't say go ahead and do it. They just say, the din technically you have to pay back. Then Bezin hasn't really issued a psak. It wasn't a gemar din yet. Is tovach u'mocher if you shechter or you sold it, mishalim teshpul mevoy. Then you would pay a baruch hamisha. My time, why? Kivin the leposkin and milska, because the bezin didn't come to conclusion. Akati ganavu, is it still a ganav? So like tzichadam lechayvat l'itloy. Right. He's talking about a case where the bezin called him in and they said chayvat l'itloy, that you're chayv, so he's still a ganav, and therefore the only reason why then if you shechter now you'd be chayvat bobehei, but why aren't you chayv is because the guy already donated it to Hegdish, and now but it belongs to Hegdish. You don't pay for Hegdish because under the Eil you don't pay arba v'chamish pamim. But the kefil you have to pay because you're already caught. And you already brought to Bezin. You're summoned to Bezin.